You may be seated this morning. You may be seated this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You may be seated this morning. Come on in. Come on in. God bless you. 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 Again, Mark chapter number 10, beginning at verse number 46. I see, saith the blind man. I believe that one of the great tragedies of life is having the ability to have eyes, yet the inability to see. If we cannot see, we'll find ourselves stumbling over things. We'll find ourselves running into things, connecting with the wrong people. We'll find ourselves in dark places because we can't see. It has been said that when a person loses their ability or one of their senses, the other increase. And so I believe with this story this morning that the young man had an inability to see.
Oh my God.
So his ability to hear was increased.
Yes.
That doesn't sound like much, with the exception of the Bible declares that we must walk by faith and not by sight. See, sometimes we rely on what we see. And your eyes will fool you.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes what you see, there's a story behind what you see. So we assume that what we see is real, and we go off and we fly and say something about what we saw, and we end up hurting someone and missing our own blessing. Be careful when you think that what you see is real. Now, we're going to learn this morning from this blind Bartimaeus that sometimes the inability to see is a blessing in itself.
Yes, sir.
Bartimaeus, perhaps, I don't know, was blind born. What I do know is that his father was blind. And so because his father was blind, his father probably taught him based off what he knew in life. And so a blind man trying to teach a man that can see something about life, he's going to always lean to what he knows.
Yes.
And what he knows is his ability to trust what he hears. Don't tell me what you saw.
Come on.
Sometimes in life, I want you to tell me what you heard. If what you heard, what's the word? Then tell me what you heard. Because what I see, my situations and my circumstance may not be my reality. So what I see doesn't necessarily mean that's what God sees. Because what I often see is in the lens of fear, and what God sees is that God is trying to move us. And so we have to always look for the hand and the plan of God in everything that we go through. Now, it would be easy to look at blind Bartimaeus and think that he has a handicap if we use Yosef standards. Because if you think that he's blind, therefore something is wrong with you, then you obviously don't understand that God does what God does for his glory. The mess that you in this morning is for his glory. You just a vessel going through it. But he's doing it so that somebody can see him in you. So stop telling God what you see. Start telling God what you heard. I heard you able to do all things but fail. I'm not concerned about what I see. I need to hear what you're saying to me, God. So when we begin to understand that it's about what God is saying to us and not what we see, then God then begins to take us through something.
Yes.
In order for us to see Jesus,
yes,
one, there must be a calling.
Yes.
Notice what happened with blind Bartimaeus, is that he began to cry out.
Yes.
And then Jesus called him.
Yes.
In order for you to see God, the calling is when God touched the Holy Spirit and gives you the ability to see.
Yes.
You cannot see God independent of the Spirit of God. And so it requires the Spirit to manifest who God is. When I say manifest, I mean to take the man and put a face to God. That's the manifestation. So when you begin to go through something, your life is manifesting God, because somebody needs to see God in you in the process. In the middle of you going through something, somebody needs to look at you and understand that you're handling a fire just as calm as you want to be. And everybody all around you is falling out. But there you are with the peace of God that surpasses understanding. And then it goes on to say, now the God of peace shows up. See, you start off with peace, and then God himself shows up when you don't freak out in the storm. See, things don't scare God. I'm learning that God likes it when it's messy. See, when your situation is so messy, so beyond you, that you sit down and he stand up, then he can do something. God will never be in competition to bless you as long as you're fighting against him. So he says to Saul, Saul, why do you kick against the prick? I got a plan for you. I got a purpose for you. Relax. We're going to get there. Now, it may get a little rough, but we're going to get there. Now, you do trust me, because I'm the same God when you are laughing. I'm the same God of your low places. I'm the same God that you was praising on your high points as it is when you're going through the valley. God has not changed. Don't you change how you see your God. Bartimaeus is blind, which means in the natural, he can't see. He can't see, but yet he teaches us how to call out to God. When there is a calling to God, God will always ask, number two, a casting away. Notice that when he called on Jesus, Jesus stopped. The first thing he did was he took off his coat. He cast away what was covering him. There are some people in your life that you need to cast away. There are some thoughts in your life that you need to cast away. There's some stuff that you're going through, and somebody told you it'll never happen, it will never manifest, it can't work out that way, that's impossible. No, it didn't work for Pookie, and it didn't work for Ray Ray, and it won't work for you, and the devil is a lie, because now is your time, it's your time to shine. I don't care who it didn't work for, it's going to work for me, because all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. And I know I'm called according to his purpose. And I know that you're called.
Yes, sir.
Because you wouldn't be here smiling. You wouldn't be here in the shape that you're in this morning if God did not have his hands on you.
Yes, sir.
Oh, it's been rough. But he never left you, never forsake you. Oh, the enemies came against you, but he put a hedge of protection all around you. Oh, it's been some sick days, but he told you no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. He even told you by his strength, you're here. So you'll go through some stuff, but it doesn't change God. So Bartimaeus, he began to cast. He says, I need to take off some stuff in order to get to God.
Thank you, Lord.
And we have to understand that we have some thoughts. You know, your mind is the battlefield. And so you know God is telling you one thing, but the devil is telling you something else. And the devil say this can't be done. And so in your mind, you're all twisted, you're all confused. And see, and then you start looking at the situation, you start looking at your circumstances, and what Satan is saying, it can't be done, that lines up with what the checkbook is saying, but the devil is a lie, because he promised to supply all of my needs, so I'm not concerned about what I see, I'm concerned about what I heard in the Word. Now the Word is going to hold me in this situation, and nothing else, the Word is going to hold me. So in the middle of going through something, I got to trust the Word, because the Word will never return void. I got to trust the Word, that the Word is going to protect me. I got to trust the Word, because the Word is going to give me a foundation of life. I got to trust the Word, not what I said. So there was a calling. There was a casting. And then there is a changing. Notice he had a desire to do what God was asking him, or Jesus was asking him to do. Now it sounds crazy that we'll pray and then God will answer our prayer but require something of us, and we say, no, that's not right, I don't want that prayer right there. But you asked me for this. When God says you ask for something and I'm willing to give it, you gotta watch out for the process. Because in order for you to get to your purpose, you got to go through a process of purification. God is going to light fire to you. It's going to feel like Satan is doing it, but God is doing it. He's not angry with you. He's just purifying you. He's just purging you. And so God will never allow you to be burned up. He's just going to cast away some stuff. You got to be willing to change. Now, change is never easy, because I'm comfortable in my mess. I like my mess, and even though it's painful, I understand my mess. That's my mess. That's my baggage. That's my no good, you know what. I understand it. It may not be good, but at least I'm comfortable there. And so when God begins to pull you out, here comes Mr. Uncomfortable. Here comes doing it a different way. Because if you continue to do the same thing in the same way, expecting something different, there's a word for that. And so God is saying, change. Jesus then asked Bartimaeus, he says, what do you want? And he says, I want my sight. I want my sight. I want to be able to see. I want to be able to see. Watch this. Faith cometh, but by hearing, not by seeing. See, we thought Bartimaeus was in a bad shape. He said we in a bad shape. Because you got two eyes. And you still can't see the hand of God in there. How you think you can't do that, man? God brought you through that, man. How you think you can't do it? Nobody but God. And you got two eyes. And you still can't see. Nobody but God. God delivered you. God set you out. God put a hand. Nobody but God. Jesus says, now it sounds crazy. Yeah. What do you want?
What do you want? What do you want?
Really, Jesus?
My God.
Really? How long have I been telling you, praying to you about my situation? And here you are, face to face, blind Bartimaeus is, face to face with the one who has the power to change him. And Jesus says, what do you want?
What do you want?
I want what I've been asking you for. Are you sure you want what you've been asking for? Because sometimes what we ask for, that ain't what we need. No. I've been asking you, Lord, for a new job. That ain't what I need. What I really need is some money management skills on this job. I've been asking you for the wrong thing. You got to be careful that when you ask God for something, you understand that what I'm asking for is your will. Now, if it ain't your will, I don't want. want it. Because if you give me something that is not in my plan, you're going to take me all over here. But my blessings are over here. That's why the Bible says, but seek ye first the kingdom. I don't want that. I just want your will. That's all I want. But that don't look good. It's not about what it looks like. It's not the looks. It's not the looks. Jesus asked him, what do you want?
Oh, yes.
When Jesus asked him, what does he want? The Bible says that he said, Lord, that I might receive my sight. Listen to what he did not ask for. He didn't ask to see. Getting spiritual on you, huh? He didn't ask to see. He asked for sight. Insight. Wisdom. Discernment. He wants to see. What he understands is that even if you give me two eyes and I don't see you, God, I still can't see. So don't give me my eyes. Give me the ability to know when it's you. In the midst of a storm, let me know that you're here with me. When they call and say they're going to foreclose on the house, give me a peace beyond understanding. When the bills are past due, God, let me feel you in here. God, when it's nobody but you, and I'm crying out, let me know, Lord, that you hear my prayer. Bartimaeus says
thank you, God.
That I might
that
receive
I might.
My sight.
Yeah. That I might. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Because whether or not he sees is predicated. Might is predicated on what he believes.
Oh yeah. Come on, sir. Yeah. Come on now.
That's why the Bible is saying to us that you have to walk by faith.
Yes.
I don't know how I'm going to pay that bill, but I'm walking by faith. I don't know how that relationship going to come back together, but I'm stepping out on faith. I don't know about that cancer over there, but I'm going to trust it because I'm walking by faith. I don't know if I'm going to get unemployed or get a pension, but I'm walking by faith. Now, I know you told me to go buy a car because this one is not working, but I can't afford this one. Now you want me to buy another one. How am I going to pay for it? But I'm walking by faith, not by sight. Because if you stop and look at your situation, you know that paycheck is not enough. If you stop right here this morning and look at your situation, it'll almost make you have a heart attack. All the stuff that you got to deal with every day of life, just it'll make you pass out just to think about it. And so don't even think about it. Because it's battle. It's not yours. It's the Lord's. If God has allowed you to get here, then God is going to get you home. Jesus says to Bartimaeus, he says, thy faith has made thee whole. Now, what I love about Jesus is that he doesn't deal with just healing.
Absolutely. It's about wholeness.
If you can't see and Jesus heal you, touch your ability to see. But if he makes you whole, he gets you everything. The bad credit over here, we take care of that too. And the cancer over here. And the loneliness over here. And the depression over here. And the inner struggles over here. And the outer struggles over there. He takes care of all of it when he makes you whole. I'm glad that he's a God of a wholeness and not just a healer. He knows all of me, all of my junk, all of your mess. He knows everything Yeshua, and he still forgives you, and he still gives you a second chance, and he still gives you a third chance, and he still makes ways out of no ways, and he still opens doors, and he still removes your haters, and he still sits down your enemies, because he's doing it because he loves you. Watch this. Jesus says, you're whole.
Yeah. Oh. Oh.
And then Jesus says to him, he says, go on.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah.
Now, the way that he refers to at the end of that chapter is not a physical direction.
Yeah.
In biblical days, Christians were called people, by the way, you followed Jesus' way.
Yeah.
So in essence, what he was saying to them is that now that you're whole, be a Christian.
Yeah. Be a Christian. Yes, be a Christian. All right, now.
But I'm struggling.
I'm going to be with it, sir. Be a
Every now and then, I want something that I'm not supposed to have.
All right, now.
He says, I didn't ask you that. I called you to be a Christian.
Yes.
See, sometimes in life, you have to understand that as a child of God, you still fall down.
Yes, sir.
How can they be a Christian and do that?
Yes, sir.
How can you say that you're a child of God and you're still struggling with that? I was struggling with it before I was a child of God. And just because I went in some war, that didn't take that away from me. I still want what I want. I still see what I see. I still desire what I desire. I thought the Lord changed you.
All right.
No, baby, he's still working.
All right.
I'm not the man that I should be, but I'm not what I used to be. There's some stuff in me that still got to come out. See, this thing called life is a process. You got to work it out every day. Every day I need a fresh anointing. Every day I need healing. Every day I need recovery. Every day I need salvation. Every day I need mercy. Every day I need deliverance. Every day I need him.
Thank you.
what you're going through. I don't care what it is that has you tied up this morning. Come on, right now. Come on, right. God, I need you. I need you. I need you. Just press it. 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 There's a calling, there must be a casting. You coming to the altar represents I'm casting all my cares upon you. Now let God change you right there. Let Him change you right there. Let Him change your thoughts. Let Him change your walk. Let Him change your situation. Let Him change your life. Have your way this morning, Lord. Change your change. Change your let the change begin in me. Change me, Lord. Have your way with me, Lord. God, if you can change me, and I know you can, everything in my life will change. Right now, the Bible declares that immediately Bartimaeus had his sight. I need to talk to some folks immediately. You want to right now bless it. Bless me tomorrow. Bless me right now. Don't bless me this afternoon. Bless me right now. I want my breakthrough and I want it now. In the name of Jesus. Let go, Satan. I want it right now, God. In the Bible, whatsoever you bind on earth. Whatever you loose. Whatever you loose in the name of Jesus, Satan, take your hands off God's property right now. Take your hands off God's child's stuff right now. Take your hands off God's children. Of their kids, of all of their stuff, we bind it right now in the name of Jesus. We bind it right now in the name of Jesus. And God, we declare right now, Lord, that we're free. Regardless of the situation, we're free. The Bible declares where the Spirit is, there's liberty. I see somebody stepping out of their stuff right now. I see somebody stepping out of their stuff right now. Leave your past behind you. This is your moment to pass your past. This is your moment. There's a fresh anointing that is pouring out of this place. There's a fresh anointing that is in this place. God, I hear breakthrough. I hear breakthrough. I hear breakthrough. I hear breakthrough. Increase, increase, increase. Increase, increase, increase. Can't do it by myself. I need you. Myself, I need you, Lord. Can't make it on my own. I need you, Lord. Can't battle this by myself. I need you, Lord. Can't fix it. I need you. I need you.
This is a breakthrough moment. This is one of those life changing moments. My life will never be the same. My life will never be the same. My life will never be the same. Never be the same in Jesus' name. If you receive that prayer, praise Him. Thank you. Thank you. You may be seated. You may be seated. You may return to your seat this morning. Have you been blessed this morning?